from the Department of Psychology speaking on the psychological and the economic dimensions of the Great War. So you're going to be busy in October. Another reminder is that after this evening's talks, there will be a small reception up in the sixth floor room upstairs. So there will be some wine and cheese and hopefully some other things up there. I'd like to, again, say a few thank yous to the various supporters of this lecture series, the Dr. John Archer Library, the Humanities Research Institute, the Faculties of Arts and Fine Arts, and the Department of History. This evening's speakers address the impact of the Great War on media, specifically on film and comics. The totalizing tendency of the war was reflected in the mobilization of writers, artists, and filmmakers. The state played a role in this. In Britain, official war documentaries were produced, such as The Battle of the Somme, which was seen by 20 million people in 1916. Germany's answer to this was a film entitled With Our Heroes on the Somme, produced the following year. Most wartime propaganda was unofficial, however, and responded to public engagement in the war. An example of this propaganda is provided by the trench newspapers that were produced by soldiers themselves. In France, there were 400 such newspapers. Many of these included illustrated stories which were antecedents of later comic books and graphic novels. Although they mocked official representations of the war, the trench newspapers nonetheless aimed to sustain the morale of soldiers by presenting a light-hearted view of their predicament. Both of tonight's talks evoke this wartime propaganda as a backdrop to film and comics produced after the war. In both cases, they suggest that a cultural turning point is to be found not in the war itself, but in the post-war reactions to wartime realities and representations. Our first speaker, Sylvain Rowe, is an associate professor in the Department of French. He teaches a course on Francophone and World Comics, and is working on a book on procédé littéraire du combat. And I'll let him explain what that means in English. Dr. Kristina Stoyanova is an associate professor in the Department of Film and a specialist in music and media studies. She has a forthcoming book on the new Romanian cinema. And so I'll invite Dr. Rowe